As I mentioned, one of the emerging topics in this marathon election campaign is how the tax burden and government benefits are allocated. And now we've got this supposed issue of class warfare as a result. And we're seeing this play out in policies on negative gearing and capital gains tax. Now, Labor, of course, wants to limit negative gearing to new properties and increase capital gains tax. And what that's going to do is push low-income earners out of the market, despite what they intend, because people on a range of different income levels buy investment properties. This is not something just restricted to the rich. In fact, for a lot of low-income earners, having little investments and negative gearing setups is how they get around to actually owning their house down the track. Warren Mundine, chair of the Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Council, he's written on this today for News Corp, and I've got him online. Hi there, Warren.
How are you going, Chris?
I'm doing very, very well. You make a very good point, and I've sort of circled so many terrific points you've made in your opinion piece today. This is not something that is restricted to the rich. Negative gearing has been made out, I think, by Bill Shorten to be all about the rich and all those people who might have four and five and six properties and all that sort of stuff. But it's not. It's spread right across all demographics and socio-economic classes, right?
That's true. In fact, 80% of people who do negative gearing are earning under $80,000 a year. And so you're looking at doctors, doctors and nurses and police and tradies and process workers in factories and truck drivers and all those type of people, ordinary working people out there who are trying to save money for a house or help their kids get a house or put some money aside for their retirement.
Yeah.
These are the people that are getting affected the most.
So not to get into the technicalities, but what are your thoughts on the impact of these changes to negative gearing from Labor?
Well, the impact is that these people are going to be pushed out of the marketplace. And so the concern that I believe is happening in the conversations I'm having in Western Sydney is that I think this is a sleeper in the election, that there are a lot of people out there who see how they can get negative gearing to get that little bit of extra money in to pay off a mortgage, to get their kids educated,
yeah,
to get some money for their retirement. I believe this is going to grow and grow and grow. And we've seen the real estate media campaign. Now, I think that over the next 8 weeks of the election, this will grow as a sleeper and it'll play a role in who wins government.
See, in the past, say, 5 years and in the next 3 or 4 years, it's not a case of putting your money in a bank and relying on interest to grow your wealth. You won't do it that way with interest rates the way they are.
No, that's right.
This is one of the only sources for many people, isn't it, to grow your wealth?
That is exactly right. And for the working class people, that is. Now, look, I think the Labor Party and that are looking at the 20% of the top, but they're forgetting about the 80% of people down there that use negative gearing to get themselves ahead and to get opportunities for themselves and their kids. And there's not a great amount of money for them. It is a little bit of money that will help them out.
But having said that, and even if there are wealthy people, even if there are high income earners who benefit from negative gearing, what's wrong with that? Why have we got this chip on our shoulder about those who, as you point out today, pay 50% of the income tax?
Look, I just find this envy of people of aspirations in that. I remember a few years ago Paul Keating saying that the Labor Party, the Hawke Keating years, and then you saw it go through the Howard years, the party of aspirations,
yeah,
people who are low-income workers and be aspirational, own their own home and to get their kids educated, to get jobs and to build a future for themselves and that. Yeah. And these were the aspirations. And now we've got this envy stuff. My kids' mates and that who went to school in Auburn and Western Sydney, we didn't care about what people were getting.
No.
We were trying to see about how we could get the house.
Yeah, look, I was raised in Fairfield, Warren, which we've spoken about before, and the same kind of thing. There'll always be people who are in very, very lucky situations where they're equipped financially very early in life because of their family or whatever. That'll always happen, but it's no good being envious of them. Just put your head down, your bum up, work hard, and get in a position where you can look after yourself.
Correct, and that's what... And that's what that was drummed into us by our parents, grandparents. You know, you work, you get a job, you know, you feed yourself, you take care of your family, you take care of your grandkids, you build a house, you get them educated, you get cars, you go on holidays. Yeah. It was about the simple things of life that drove us forward and owning your home. Look, I wouldn't be surprised the way some of these blokes are thinking that in the future they want to tax their own family home.
Yeah, we shouldn't be ashamed of being aspirational. My old man used to not only say, you know, we've got to work hard, but he used to say, well, if you want to be lazy, you're a goner because your whole life is going to be tough. And that's exactly right. Just in terms of Malcolm Turnbull, though, he made the point earlier in the week that this is the point that has been described as his gaffe about the fact that, well, as a parent, you've got to help out your child. Well, you'd like to think that children could get ahead on their own, but it's not such a foreign thing, is it, for parents to help out their children?
A lot of parents do, you know, especially when you're a young person and like when I wanted to buy a car as a young person, I didn't have a credit record. And so my parents were a guarantor for me. In regard to me getting my first home, you know, my parents and my in-laws, they helped me get night jobs and they helped me get money and save money and that. And I'll tell you what, they weren't on some of the money that John Fain and that was on. Yeah. These are just working class people. And every parent loves to help their kids get ahead.
Yeah, even if it's just $1,000 or something like that, just to get a start, it's really good. What's your call on this election? I know we're a million miles away from the end of the race, but are we heading for a hung parliament, as most commentators are suggesting, do you think?
I'm hoping not. It'll be a disaster. At this stage, look, I'd say that, you know, you'd say the government would be returned. But as you say, there is a long way to go, and it'll be a reduced majority. But it is a long way to go at the moment.
Appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you, Warren.
Thank you.
Good on you. Warren Mundine, who speaks sense so often, is a terrific bloke as well. Former president of the Labor Party. And here he is writing something from the heart, from his own personal experience, from the experience he's had with the likes of Hawke and Keating. There is nothing wrong with being aspirational. So Bill Shorten might want to play class wars in this election campaign, but we're not stupid. And the Australian public won't buy it. It's 28-2.